Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Budden reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Budden moves to third. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Budden tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button hits a line drive towards third. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards short. Kubek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Berra reaches second base with a double. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Berra moves to third. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brewer hits a fly ball towards center. Mantle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Mantle. Gurnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Button takes first base on ball 4. Brewer moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brewer scores. Button moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brewer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Brewer reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Button is hit by the pitch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brewer scores. Button moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zach Monroe now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. Two outs. Zach Monroe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monroe hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Brewer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monroe for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monroe fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a line drive towards first. Thornberry catches it and steps on first to double up Brewer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kubek strikes out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mantle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monroe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a line drive towards short. Kubek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. McDougald moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McDougald tags and scores. One out. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Zach Monroe. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Hank Bauer. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.